Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Let me just get the screen all going. Okay, so what we're going to talk about is going to do the OANDA situation first. Okay, so here we go. All right, so this is OANDA, our mainstream commodities, Forex, stock indices, you name it, we watch it. As long as we get it through OANDA data, cheap person's way to get data. All right, so a couple of notes here. I just made them here. Silver looks like it's going up. If you're in France or EU 50, that seems to be doing okay. Hong Kong, Singapore, anything around that is showing weakness. I'll show you the Chinese as well. Some of the commodities. I'm hearing on Bloomberg, which seems to lie, is that farmers are choosing corn over wheat because it's cheaper. But if you look at the charts I'm about to show, you'll see that wheat is greater than corn. And the other big thing I noticed a while back was copper was going up. Now it's starting to drop. So let's go over the I'm switching to a new browser, Chromium it is. All right, so let me just show you what we're talking about here. So this is Yahoo Finance. This is current real time. So today is 3:06 p.m. July 28th. What do you want you to really pay attention to is some of the weak. S&P is only up 0.18. Dow is down. NASDAQ is up 0.75%. Russell, which you'll see is up close to 2%. Oil is up. Gold is up. The bonds are up. Forex up. Well, paltry amounts, as you can see. Right now, crypto is on fire. You can see there. And then the FTSE's up nothing, and the Nikkei is down. Okay, so that's where we're at. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through this. So we've talked about this before. France is still moving up. That was 2 days ago. The pound against the USD is starting to move up. But again, I keep saying this about Forex is that it can taper off. Okay, if you can't like chase after these returns. You're not going to do well if you're just thinking to add leverage. You're just going to get potentially crushed unless you know what you're really doing. Again, USD, Japanese yen going nowhere. We've talked about this. This is one of the safe haven when things get really bad. USD, Sweden, it's been very flat. Any of the Norwegian are doing okay. I always see this Mexican, USD, Mexico as well. Now, this is what we need to pay attention to is gold. We're getting some shorts here. That's gold in Australia, gold. And gold in Canada, Switzerland, these are all shorts. So gold right now is not a good place. But yeah, gold and Japanese yen, stable and same pretty well. When you watch, this is a 4-hour chart. These are not really encouraging places to go. Now, one of the things that is real critical on the pivot of the overall economy is when you start to see the gold silver ratio show up. So you can see here, it's been increasing a little bit with some of these big bars, but right now it's calling for shorts. We got two of them in place. So once it starts to become an excellent score, we have to really, really, really watch out and look out for these. This will tell you and confirm which way it's going. So once you start to see these pop up, it's safe to say that the economy is showing signs of turning. So the other one I wanted to mention, as I said, my note there is that silver seems to be going up, not gold, but silver. But this flip flops all the time. You can see here, we got some longs here in Australia, Canada. This is silver in Canada dollar, Australia dollar. And again, the same ones, Swiss franc, Euro, Hong Kong, and so on. And yeah, but you could see here, if the US dollar was so good, why aren't we seeing it all in US dollar? Well, that's why it's not that people just don't want to hold the US dollar. I keep been saying that. Okay, here's another index. I think this is our first one. The Australia, very choppy. There's no trend, nothing. France recently is showing some form of rally, but as we know, that could come to an end, as well as the Euro 50 here, the EU 50. But there's no Germany. This is France. So getting some longs there, EU 50, Euro. Same with France, 40. Okay. Now I look at the Hong Kong dollar, which you'll see the struggle in this chart. You can see it's been very flat, been declining. Okay. As a result, I just don't think a very good place to be. the Euro seems to be, or Japanese yen, maybe get a little stronger. But again, I just don't like this. When you see the Euro USD, not really showing a lot going on. Here's our second index. Long there on the Japanese 225 or Nikkei. Not very exciting. Don't want to hold it. The Russell is different. When the US markets, the mainstream US indices tank, sometimes, it's not always, sometimes the Russell will perform a little bit. But I would not get too comfortable with playing between those, you know, the NASDAQ, S&P, Dow, and the Russell. Okay, you get better performance elsewhere. I'm going to show you those in a minute. So here's the USD, US 30-year, short and flat. When you get this, and it actually strengthens on the downside, then we got a problem. Okay, so here we have USD and Chinese yuan. And you look at that steady trend there. It's trending up. I haven't seen that in a while. But it's coming down again. But still, if it's trending up with these bigger bar moves, I think that's just due to the fact of the crackdown on a lot of these stocks. USD 5-year, stable, again, shorting there. 10-year, same. Not much to be said about the currencies at this point. I just think that there's better places to go. So we're just looking for our platinum here, declining short as well. I don't know. Is that, yeah, it's got to be platinum. Here we go. Some more major US indices, the NASDAQ short, same with the second one, same with the S&P, but you can see that weakness I showed earlier on the Yahoo Finance. UK 100's got a long. The top 30 for the US short in there. So right now I wouldn't be putting a lot of money into US markets. You can see here the British pound and New Zealand starting to inch up again. But again, I don't get really too excited by Forex anymore. USD, Swiss franc, flat. Norway, flat. And get more and more of these. So here, gold in Australia, short, same with Canada. So gold's just not a good place right now. Declining there with the British pound, gold in the US, British pound. Hong Kong, not much. Gold in New Zealand. Okay, so here we have gold in Singapore, not much. Things are doing well. You would see these be a lot stronger, namely Singapore and Hong Kong. So here's silver in Hong Kong, though. Declining, has a strong long, doesn't mean a lot. Same with Japanese yen, blah, 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 blah. Here's more silver in Singapore. Yeah, not worth mentioning, really. There's sometimes some good surprises in these Forex pairs, weird ones. But let's move on. Okay, so we're in the very good status. So we have here Japanese 225 again, long. Seeing about 30, been very flat, range bound. Not my cup of tea right now. Canada, Singapore, UK 100 bond, flat. And there's a short there. UK 100's got a slight long. NASDAQ, more shorts. US 2000. We have two longs there and some more shorts in the US 30. Okay, let's look at the USD INR flat. That's India. We're not seeing yet India, the market, their stock market being a top pick. It doesn't look like it. More shorts in the USD 10-year. Not very good. And we have lots of USD and all kinds. So now let's take a look at the wheat, what I said before. As you can see here, I did mention wheat was performing. A slight rally here around June 11th to the 18th. Come back down, going back up again. And when you look at corn, longs there, short, long, very mixed. But corn's been in a steady decline. So that's why, you know, maybe wheat is the better place to be. I'm going to show you, I think sugar as well is in there as well. But lots of Forex here. Let's see anything else that we can find. Copper is another big one. As I said, it was starting to inch up earlier in the last week or so. You can see it's starting to dip back down. So again, that's an inflation call. I just showed you the food inflation for both. Well, corn's come down, it's been flat. So they say all this inflation, I'm just not seeing it maybe at the retail level. And here we have flat, very flat, nothing exciting. Okay, so let's go back into what is performing. Sugar has been range bound, but a little rally starting to take hold there. Brent crude, we talked about the big dip. By the dip, it's, well, you made a little bit of return, not fully recover from previous highs. Got the gold silver ratio been in decline, starting to tick back up. Natural gas, this is the big winner here. We have nice rallies since April. So who knows how long that will go on for. And the other big one that's been surprised is USD Thai baht. And you can see that rally here. But what I find very interesting is the steepness of since June 14th on USD Thai baht, on how it's starting to really steepen. So this is the surprise that I caught, been watching it. And that's why I put it at the end of the video. All right, so if you like this sort of information, what I will tell you is you wanna go over to my website, quantlabs.net, join the forum here under contact. Not only that, but yeah, you get some PDF books and stuff, but at the store, quantlabs.net/shop, I do talk about this. This service is deeply discounted. We're now verified and profiting. These will not stay discounted, as well as this service, my Elite, with the automated orders on the digital currency crypto space using the US-based exchange. That's pretty well it. So if you want to get in on this, get in on it while you can. Other than that, we shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching.